This is Jim Inkster, and thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Our guest is Robert Green, an author known for his books on strategy, power, and seduction. He's written 6 international bestsellers, starting with The 48 Laws of Power in 1998. His latest is The Laws of Human Nature. And good morning to you, Robert Green.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to speak with you, and you obviously go places other authors have not. And when we're talking about the human psyche, it gets rather tricky, but you've given it your best shot. And as we've noted, 6 books, the latest, The Laws of Human Nature. And I know you believe you actually arc across some new ground in this one. Tell us a little about The Laws of Human Nature.
Well, I'm basically saying that a lot of the problems that we have in life, particularly now in the 21st century, our relationships, our interactions with other people. We're a highly social animal. Our brains are designed for understanding and working with people on a very high level. And the problem that many of us have is that we really don't understand on any deep level the people that we deal with, our bosses, our colleagues, even our family or intimate partners. And particularly with the influence of technology nowadays, where we're more and more immersed in a virtual realm, some of the social skills that are so essential for our success in life have been eroded. So I wanted to write a book that would kind of arm you with as much knowledge as you could possibly consume about what really motivates human behavior, what goes on behind the smiles and the words that people are saying, what they're really thinking, what's really motivating their behavior, so you can begin to understand them on a higher level and operate in the social realm with more knowledge.
Well, in your past works, you have gone places, as I noted, others not, even did a work with 50 Cent, the rapper, published
yes,
in 2009, The 50th Law, and talked about strategy and fearlessness by supplementing anecdotes from 50 Cent's rise as an urban hustler to an up-and-coming musician. Yeah. And you also are a student of historical figures. And when it all comes down to it, sometimes the messages are simpler than some of these complex individuals. In the latest work, The Laws of Human Nature, you say, we can change our circumstances by changing our attitude. That's an old axiom, but it's one that perhaps we need to be told again and again and again.
Yes, the point in that chapter is that you look at the world through a particular lens. Everybody has their own little way, their own perspective on life, their own values, their own ideas, and it colors what you see. And I give the example of two young people who travel to Paris, and one of them has a kind of closed, sort of negative, kind of fearful attitude towards life, and he sees the city as kind of ugly and gloomy, and the people are unfriendly, and, you know, he doesn't really like it. And another person who's much more open, she sees it as incredibly beautiful, all this history, and the people are maybe a little bit closed, but they have this incredibly rich culture. And in these two instances, the city is the same, the stones, the streets, the river, it's all the same, but two people with two different attitudes in a completely different experience. So you have your own attitude towards life that colors everything that you see, and that attitude can be very closed and negative, or it can be much more open. And so I'm trying to I have an example in the book of a writer, Anton Chekhov, who was born in perhaps among the worst circumstances we can imagine, incredible poverty. Father would beat him every day. He was an alcoholic. And then when Chekhov was about 16 years old, his family abandoned him in this kind of miserable town that he grew up in, and they all moved to Moscow and left him alone. And he had this sudden awareness, this sudden epiphany, that he could become just like his father and his siblings and get kind of crushed by this kind of negative attitude that kept getting perpetuated in his family. Or he could change that. He could suddenly accept his father and try to understand why he was an alcoholic, why he beat him, why he had his own problems. And he could come to accept him and love him for who he was. And in that moment, it was an experience of incredible freedom, that he could let go of all the pain of the past and create for himself a completely different attitude. And this change in his life transformed him into somebody who had become a doctor. He went to medical school and then became one of the greatest writers in Russian history. I have many other examples of people who made the decision to simply alter their attitude towards life, and it completely changes how other people look at you. we've all had the experience that if you meet somebody new and they have a kind of defensive attitude, to sort of paranoid, it makes us defensive in return, and we kind of close off from them. Whereas if we meet someone who's kind of friendly and smiling, we naturally open up. Well, that's the effect that you have on people when you meet them, and your attitude is very much has that effect on them. And you can alter that. It's something that you can change.
You say we should determine the strength of people's character. That's easier said than done, but why is that so important?
Well, it's probably one of the most important things, because in your life, you're inevitably going to have to choose a business partner. You're going to have to hire people to work for you. You're going to choose an intimate partner. And if you choose poorly, if you choose people based on their charm, on their friendliness, on their smiles, on, you know, on all the kind of flattery they give you, you can end up making the worst possible choice, and it can cause you all kinds of trauma and pain later on in life. And so our natural tendency when we're looking at people and judging them and whether we want to work with them, et cetera, is we're kind of transfixed by their appearances, by how friendly, how nice they are, whether they like us or not. And it's very deceptive because people wear masks. They learn to disguise what they're really feeling in front of you. They're never really completely honest. And so you want to judge people based on things that are not so apparent. You want to judge them on their character, on how they respond to stress. So, for instance, you could hire somebody who you think is extremely competent, had a great resume, but suddenly when things get heated and there's a lot of pressure, they completely collapse. You didn't realize that they have a very weak character, that they can't respond to stress. Some people can't take any kind of criticism, the slightest criticism, and they fly off the handle, and they can't really learn in those circumstances. But you don't see that at first glance, on and on and on. There's a strength of character. People who are resilient, who can handle stress, who can handle criticism, can work well with other people, those are the kinds of people that you want to associate with. And to judge that character, you have to look beyond the appearances. You have to look at the patterns in people's behavior, what they've done in the past, their history. If someone has a history where if they've been fired several times, they always have a great story. Oh, you know, this boss was terrible, blah 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 blah. But in fact, you know, their pattern. And probably the problem stems from them. You have to pay attention to these things and not just simply assume that the appearances people present to you is the reality.
We're visiting with Robert Greene. His sixth bestseller is The Laws of Human Nature. And not only do we need to discern the wisdom and the merits of other people, we also have to confront ourselves. And Robert, you say we need to confront our dark side. How do we do this?
Well, we all have a dark side to us. It comes from the fact that as children, we had many different sides to our personality. We could feel love and hate. We had aggressive impulses. We also had loving impulses. Children are these kind of complete beings. And then as we get older, we have to repress so many parts of our personality in order to get along with people, in order to fit in order for people to like us, etc. And so some of these darker qualities that we all have, whether it's aggression, whether it's envy, whether it's self-absorption, etc., we tend to repress them and they go underground. And they don't disappear. And what you often see later in life is people or even yourself acting in ways that suddenly seem out of character. Like, I don't know what came over me. Mm-hmm. That's not really me that did that or said that or, you know, that, you know, I don't know what happened in that situation. And what really happened is that the shadow, the dark side of the personality came out, that side that people try to control and keep under wraps so nobody sees it. So you have a dark side. It comes out in those moments when you suddenly get angry and you don't even know why and you said something and then you later regret it, etc. And I try to make the point that that part of your personality actually contains a lot of power, contains a lot of creative energy. It's who you are. And the best thing to do is to see that shadow side in you, to see those parts of yourself that you had when you were a child that you repressed, and to learn to embrace them and to incorporate them in your work and to make them productive. So, for instance, you can take your aggressive impulses that you've been trying to hide from people and control and present yourself as this kind of saint, this kind of paragon of virtue. And you can channel that energy into something productive, into working for some great cause or to building a business. You can turn that aggressive energy into building something instead of, you know, harming other people, on and on and on. You know, you look at great athletes like a Kobe Bryant, for instance, or a Michael Jordan. They had a lot of dark energy. They had a lot of kind of aggressive competitive impulses, but they managed to channel it into their work, into being a supreme athlete. And so this is some of the power that you can have when you understand the dark side and you embrace it and you work with it.
Robert Greene is a fascinating gentleman. He speaks five languages, a student of Zen Buddhism, an avid swimmer and mountain biker. And for those of us who followed your life voyage, we know you suffered a stroke before launching this, this latest book. How is the recovery going?
It's going, well, thank you for asking. It's going more slowly than I imagined. It's been a little over a year, and I would have thought by now I'd be doing all those things you mentioned, hiking and swimming. But I'm not because, you know, the body has its own rhythm, and I have to learn to be patient. And I'm not a patient person by nature. That's not my nature.
Well, we're glad you're still with us, and Robert Greene's been on the scene now in a big way for more than two decades, and his original book, of course, developed an audience of readers that has followed him through six best-selling books, and it all started with the 48 Laws of Power, and we're glad you're still in the game. And thanks and congratulations on your latest work, The Laws of Human Nature, Robert Greene. And we'll be back tomorrow and at the usual time, so... Until then, for Matt Doyle and Kirby Ferries, thank you for listening. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Stay tuned.